Shin Hei Sif Yud Zayin. Ein Chamor Yoytzin Modas Nizman Shein Akshuva Loi Me'eru Shabbos. A donkey should not go out with a donkey saddle if it wasn't tied on before Shabbos, because the concern will fall off. Lo Bezug Avon Pi Shul Pokuk. And also now with the bell, even if the bell was stopped up and it doesn't make a noise, doesn't sound like you're going to the marketplace, also one should not go out with the bell on the animal. And also not with some type of wooden thing on his neck. All these things, if they fall off, you may carry them. This sulam we just mentioned, the Shulchan Aruch explains, it's luchos shekoyshum sov v'savor shelo yichachech makosim. It's a piece of wood that he puts around his neck so that he should not rub a wound that he has in his neck. He should not also go out with some rope on his leg. This rope is kemin tabas ava shoisim mikash, some thick ring that is made out of hay or straw. The koishim v'ragloi behemash b'siyasek soros, and they put this around the legs of an animal who's taking two small steps and his legs are too close together, and by doing so it's matir aglezu bezu. If his legs, when he walks, are too close to each other, they put this thing of straw around his legs, and that way when they bump the pieces of straw against one another, it prevents his legs from hitting one another. Chicken should not go out with a rope that is on the feet, that is a simon, who it belongs to. And also the other type of strings that were put on the feet, so that they should not jump around and break things. Mr. Brewer brings from the Chayodim, if the reason why he tied their legs is they shouldn't run away, that's acceptable, because anything that's made to be shomer, to watch over the animal, they shouldn't run away, is acceptable. The rams don't go out with a little wagon they would put underneath the tails. They would do this so that the tail should not drag on the ground. And the goat should go out with a certain type of wood that they put in their nose, which cause them to sneeze, and by doing so, remove the worms in their head. Also, a little calf should not go out with a yoke that they used to put on its neck to get used to going with the yoke. Also, shouldn't go out with some type of covering that they put on his nose so that he shouldn't nurse, shouldn't drink milk. And also, the cow should not go out with some piece of leather that was put on its udders so that bugs should not drink from its milk. Also, shouldn't go out a string that was on its horns, as some simon. Whether it's to watch over it, because it's something that's not necessary for watching over it, or whether it's for noi, this is decoration, which we said before, something which is decoration is not acceptable on animals on Shabbos. Also, a para and a shaw should not go out with a chevel around their neck, because they don't need the shmira, and therefore, like we said before, anything that's not necessary for the shmira of this animal is considered masa, you're not allowed to go out with it. Little sheep are easily moired, they run away, and therefore it is normal to have a rope around the neck, so therefore it's permitted. Says the Ramah, animal has to have an animal kamiya and not a human kamiya, because we're not sure if the human kamiya works for the animal.